Clear your mind. Let us in. We're here to help. You've spent your whole life fighting. You've balanced wants against needs. The time has come to stop fighting. If you need it, we provide it. Relax. It's about time that the Moral Influx Company gives you everything you've ever wanted. Find bliss in the grayscale. Let's begin, shall we?
You better quit that whining right now. Listen to me and show any kind of self-control in there. We wouldn't have to be doing this. This was completely avoidable.
Okay, I'm sorry.
This home stretch. Now is not the time to throw it away over sweets.
I get it.
Really? Then why are we here?
Dad, I'm sorry.
Gertie, I do this because I want what's best for you. I'm hard because I know how important next week is for you. It sets up the rest of your life.
I know.
Really let that sink in. Your maid assignment is basically the determining factor in your life. You need to impress these people.
I just got carried away is all. Everyone was hugging me and coming over with little desserts.
This is a special chance you are getting to compete. To get out of this place and be paired up with someone going somewhere with the collective.
But those are my friends.
Friends aren't a thing anymore. They can't stand that you are the one getting this chance. So they are tanking you, and you fell for it.
Doesn't that seem unfair, though?
Gertie.
No, why should I be the only one who gets to do this? Why is there a limit per capita?
You got a shot at excellence, and you're really worrying about equality?
It just doesn't seem right.
I think this is the right thing to do. It is the correct choice to compete and try to put yourself in spheres of influence. If you want to do big things, you need to be around big people.
Work from within.
Get in. Then worry about it.
And what if all of this is for nothing? Not everyone gets a mate at this thing, so what if...
Don't! We are not talking like that from this point on. We are leaving tomorrow for the center, and when the contest starts, you are going to knock the goddamn socks off every one of those judges. You're going to smile and say, yes, sir, and the whole crowd is going to drown in a goddamn sea of thank yous and happy to be here.
I just don't know if I can do this, Dad. It's a pageant, and we dance and clap up there for them to hoot at us, and it means nothing. How can we let this set us up?
What part of this are you not getting? I need this. This is a 17-year investment that I have made. I'm getting out of a bad situation, and that requires you falling in line.
Do you believe...
The only thing I need to hear you say right now is yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We got one more day to get ready for this. It's all going to be different come Monday.
Yes, sir.
Our next contestant in a pageant of judgment faces an imminent question. What color eyeshadow really screams, I'm special enough to save? Competing with herself and others, Gertrude Warlands is about to pitch her intelligence and worth in a series of dresses and fun facts for a chance to maybe matter. Can she say yes, or will she be a less than honorable mention? A forgotten footnote forever engraved in the grayscale.
Ow, you keep poking me in the eye with that thing!
It would help if you could slow down some, Dad.
Not letting us be late because you're having trouble doing her makeup. You should be an expert at this by now.
It's hard when we are bumping around like this, Dad.
If you had any strength in that wrist of yours, it wouldn't be an issue.
I'm just trying to make sure the makeup exudes excellence. So don't yell at me if I'm just
doing anything. Don't you think for a second you're going to talk to me like that. You had your chance and you fucked this up for all us. Helping your sister out is what you owe me for wasted time.
Dad, come on, stop.
No, suddenly we are all the goddamn boss. Crazy, because back at that gas station, it seemed like I was the only one paying for any of the shit we got.
Thank you for buying the gas.
That's right.
All right, now close them. Don't stress your face, it leaves lines.
What color do we go with?
Moon Spoon. My first dress has a silver line down the front. It should help it pop.
Make sure it does. And don't smear it on too heavy either. Jesus, Elliot, that has to last the whole pageant.
Sorry, it's just being difficult.
Not excuse time. Fix it time. See if you can't steal it for the other side.
What was it like when you first got there?
It's different for boys.
Don't ask him for advice anyway.
Check-in is long. At least one person will have left their papers and not be allowed in. They get removed. I had a shared room, so I just sat down.
How big was your room?
Three other boys. Each of them had two preppers.
Were they nice?
Gertie, I want you to ignore this loser talk right now, you hear? I ain't driving a whole damn day just so people could be nice to you.
I'm just nervous. The one in town got so mean by the final round. Is this one gonna start like that?
It's different. Private room, our experience is completely...
Huh.
It'll be different for you.
Wrong. This pageant's about the same thing every year. We are celebrating getting better. That's what it means to exude excellence.
I don't think we should have to separate to promote. Feels more like we're punishing other people.
Not a concern. Other people do that kind of thinking for us.
Don't move so much.
Sorry.
I agree with the Gertie.
Well, then let's hope Gertie wins big. Family with a lot of influence. Then she can fight for the right for you to even get an opinion. Now, when we get there, Gertie, I want you to go straight to check in with Elliot. He's got all the papers. You just need to sign and get your keys. Go straight to your room.
I was thinking I could pop by the stage first and maybe walk...
Gertie, you look like shit. We can't risk you being seen.
We'll go right in. Get you ready and then we can check it out. Right, Dad?
Yeah. What's rule number one?
I'm here to be seen, not heard.
Questions?
Are to be answered correctly. No wrong opinions.
And what is the goal of this week?
To prove my worth and be rewarded with a deserving mate.
With a good mate? This is the real fucking thing. A-game all times. What makes you different from every other girl here this weekend?
They don't need this like I do.
Okay. Arms up. I've never seen a section this empty.
We seem pretty far out. Quiet will be nice.
I'm sure other people will show up.
Thanks for carrying the bag.
Oh yeah, totally my choice.
Do you regret it?
Doesn't matter much at this point.
It matters to me. If you had the chance, would you change it?
Yeah, I'll have a better grasp on that by the end of this week.
The pressure really isn't helping me.
I get it.
Do you? Because you don't seem that interested in helping me.
That's all I'm trying to do.
Trying to help me win? Trying to help me save you and Dad?
Trying to get you the best spot.
What about yours? You had your spot. Why did you pass?
That's really not what we need to focus on right now.
It's never the right time to talk about it,
is it? You get to hear Dad mention it as much as I do.
You provoke him a lot.
I think we both have very different relationships with Dad.
If you just said yes, sir, more things would be so much easier for you.
I don't argue with that. Life with your head down?
I'm nervous about all of this. I wish you would just talk to me about what happened with you.
I didn't like the girls my year.
Bullshit.
Can we not do this in the hallway?
It's not like anyone's here.
Because I couldn't. I just thought about it and the idea of being with another person forever and just agreeing to be okay with each other. I didn't think I would ever be able to look that person in the face. I would spend the rest of my life looking at my shoes at any random spot on the floor.
Elliot.
I told him I didn't want a mate and I was out. It's decided everything for me. I'm gonna live with Dad until he dies. That's my part. It's not fun.
But was it worth it?
It's a dumb question.
Would you change it if you could?
No. I still don't want a mate.
The thought of this contest made you physically ill, but you continue to force me through it.
Planning on sharing this speech with Dad?
I have! He won't listen to me alone. I need you to back me up. I agree with everything that you said. This is just not right. I can't just nod my head and be a part of this cast. It's unjust to play a part in-
Whoa. You gotta stop that right here. This is right in the heart of it all. You cannot risk getting heard spouting crap like that. We shouldn't even be talking about any of this.
I just don't think I can
do it. Gertie, I'm sorry, but that really doesn't matter right now. We need you to make it through this. Three losers is too many for one family. This is your room. Go ahead and get settled while I meet Dad for the rest of our stuff.
Belle, honestly,
I really don't want to talk about it.
Just tell me. Just say what thought changed your mind. You were on the stage. Why did you say you were going to pass? Why not fake it like I'm supposed to?
Because then I'd be a father, just like our dad. How would you feel if you made more of us? I gotta run.
Hey there, Gertie. You all ready?
Yes, I am. Well, I have some time, though, right?
A few minutes.
Sydney Villa to the stage. Sydney Villa to the stage.
Probably means you're next.
Girl, come on. You gotta get our seats.
That smells so good. What are you having?
A hot dog.
Can I have some?
You know you can't have anything until after this.
As soon as I get through this...
Don't rush through it just for a hot dog.
Why don't you go grab our seats? I can meet you there.
Okay. Well, break a leg, sis. I
hope... Elliot!
I don't know if you're mad at me or him right now.
Can I be mad at both of you?
I'm just trying to figure out how I'm supposed to act here.
Perfectly. I need you to walk out of this room and be the very model of decency.
I'm gonna go out there, and I'm gonna win.
Do you believe that?
Yes.
Swear to it. It's a terrible thing to lie when you swear, especially to family.
Dad...
Elliot told me about your little talk. Got some concerns you want to share with me? Want to see if I'll listen this time?
That was all just jitters, I swear, I swear.
You planning on winning this thing for us?
Yes, sir.
You gonna be happy with it?
Yes, sir.
Gertrude Warlins to the stage. Gertrude Warlins to the stage.
Game time. First appearance. I want you to feel good about this. Do ya?
I'm gonna do so good, you're gonna have to buy me 2 hot dogs.
An example of the effort a greater collective deserves from all of us.
So you think of it as a burden?
I recognize the seriousness of my responsibility.
Do we all need the same burden?
In any society, there are an exceptional few that rise above. I believe they have a duty to inspire the others to continue on.
And how else do you humor the commoners?
Listening is the primary portion of communication, and I feel a position of power like the ones we are all competing for are ideal. That's how I hope to change the world with beauty. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're too kind. I'm just happy to be here.
There she goes, folks. Miss Sydney Villa. And our next contestant from way out west, Gertrude Warlins. Glad to have you here today, ma'am. Stand right there on that X over there.
Here?
Gertrude, I'd ask you more about yourself, but I don't really need to stall any longer, so let's get to the judges. This is your introduction.
State your name.
Gertrude Warlins.
Family status.
Daughter, family of 2, single parent.
Please, speak up.
Daughter, family of 2, single parent.
Describe yourself in 3 words.
I would say...
What is your favorite way to relax?
I go for walks.
Is walking your primary hobby or interest?
No, baking.
Are you requesting we not bake today?
No, sir, I was just...
What do you think the greatest danger facing the world at large is today?
Fear. I think we're really afraid, and there are things to be afraid of.
Are you endorsing the act of fear-mongering right now?
That's not what I was saying.
What would you say is your favorite color?
I just had one more thing to say about...
That is not a shade.
If you would let me answer the question...
Miss Warlands, did you have a question you would like to ask the panel at this time? Our intention is to proceed with the pageant you and several hundred other women signed up for. Do you take issue with that?
No, sir.
I believe, and please correct me if you believe it must be done, that you were simply overwhelmed in a moment by your indecision. A slip of the tongue. Would that be fair to say?
I would love to continue this wonderful conversation we were having.
Well, with the blessing of my other counselors...
Go on.
Given your passion for speaking, why don't we skip the larger question, one which you can expel upon until your urge is satisfied. What do you see is the primary function of beauty in the greater collective?
The greater purpose of beauty. Yes, as I'm showing you now, we all know the hardest part is starting. The act of changing gears, fighting the inertia of our lives. The greatest example of that is in the very act of discussing, of trying to start any conversation. Beauty does that. It is both the way to start a conversation and something fulfilling to converse about. Beauty shows the best in people, and it's how we find the best people. Being one of those people, as everyone here hopes to be, it starts a larger conversation for you. It changes what your life means and what limits your dreams can have. It opens so many doors. It is our contribution. It's all we offer.
Given that point, would you say the role of government
And I don't want that. I don't want that. I can't let that be all I do. I can't just be looked at.
Young lady, the very act of being seen in this world is a privilege, and you should respect that ideal.
I don't respect any of this. None of this is respectful.
Judy!
I don't want to be seen. I'm sick of being looked at and judged and poked and prodded and reduced to a size card pinned on some fucking dress. I don't want to have to talk about policy I don't understand and shouldn't be weighing in on. I'm not done.
Curdy!
I want you to call me ugly. I want you people to think I'm atrocious. I couldn't think of anything worse than being loved by a crowd like you. I want to be fat and have scars and handles to be held by. I want moles and acne and those little imperfections that make you want to memorize a person. I don't want to look like any movie star you've ever seen. I'm a person, and I hurt, and I cry, and... I'm not just a woman, I'm a woman! And I want you to see me as that. I don't want to hear what that is supposed to mean! I want to open the door to my own fucking casket! I want to dig my own grave! Let me waste my space, it's the only way I'll know that it's mine! Stop! Get your fucking hands off me! No! This, I need you to hear this! Stop it!
Those who stand out are the first to be picked out. A reality of choice is the burden of opinions and morality. The option now, should we choke on our words or the bad blood of a bitten tongue? Know that this is not a desire to help. This is an urge to fight. It isn't out of respect, nor does it attempt to be nice. It brings a dark unknown wrapped in a cloud of change. Signed, sincerely, The Grayscale.
The Grayscale is a production of CPT Broadcast, the audio storytelling arm of Critical Point Theater, an ensemble-based performance company. You can hear more about what we do, including our other podcasts, at criticalpointtheater.com. Critical Point Theater is a sponsored project of Fractured Atlas, a nonprofit arts service organization. The Grayscale is produced by Executive Director Julia Katz, Executive Producer Dylan James Amick, Podcast Production Manager Chelsea Rugg, and the head honcho of all CPT podcasts, Andrew Terrence Caberline. The Grayscale theme was composed by Michael Gugliotti. Forever Starts on Monday was written, directed, and edited by Dylan James Amick. The episode starred Serena Ryan, Mike Mim, Oli Corchado, Tyler Weaver, and Natasha Edwards, with Julia Ann Rather as the what. The Grayscale is available on iTunes. Please subscribe, rate, and review, and join us on October 31st for our next episode.
And now for the how. The secret was always thrice. The third day, at 3, on the 3rd from the sun, I took my 3rd step and collapsed for the 3rd time from thirst. 3s, trouncing and trekking around my head. The number of the miracle, the mark of grace, an estimated wait time, a deadline, a deadline. Without walls, I hear the door slam. Repetition beyond confirmation, impacts like the steps used to leave in the sand, in the shoes of a dead man. I find myself at the gap between 2 and 4. This is the product of me and a story, but we are 60 with the remainder of 6. A product, not the answer. I needed a miracle. I needed balance, and now I needed a 3rd. I gasp a dry breath of sand through a now cool mouth. Once again to see if I can, but the 3rd is the miracle. I am not a lie, so the 3rd must be real.